Welcome to Author Express. Thanks for checking us out. This is the podcast where you give us 15 minutes of your time and we give you a chance to hear the voice behind the pages and get to know some of your favorite writers in a new light. I'm one of your hosts, Christy Leonard, owner and host of Writers in the Wild Retreats, nonfiction voiceover artist, and president of WFWA. I'm excited to share with you a little about today's guest. Jill Hannah Anderson writes about women determined to reclaim their lives, stories of family, friendship, forgiveness, and fortitude. Jill lives on a lake in Minnesota where she and her husband love having their kids and grandkids come to visit. Jill's latest book, Closer to Home, will be out in March 2024. She's also the author of A Life Unraveled, Crazy Little Town Called Love, and The To Hell and Back Club. When Jill isn't writing or reading, she enjoys curling and pickleball in the winter, and golf and anything lake-related in the summer, and time with their 16 grandkids. They're even better than chocolate, and she does love chocolate. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you, Christy. I'm glad to be here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to have you. So I have had the pleasure of knowing you for about 3 years from our online writing dates through the Women's Fiction Writers Association.
Yes.
It's hard to believe 3 years we've been doing that.
I know. Thank goodness. It got me through this next book.
Did it? Did you do a lot of the writing during the write-ins?
I did. I actually started this first draft for Closer to Home on November 1st of 2021 and signed up for the NaNoWriMo. And so that's when I was on the Zoom sessions quite a bit, you know, because several of us were doing that. That's the only time I've done it, but that was a really good incentive to get a good chunk of that first draft done.
That's amazing. Yeah. So we always start with the same question. Tell me the most interesting thing about where you're from.
I grew up in the Twin Cities, but I have lived in the town I live in now for more than 40 years. And the population is less than the high school I attended. And because we live out of town, I honestly see more wildlife than I see people every day.
No way.
We've had turkeys, bears, foxes, snapping turtles, just everything. Well, a ton of deer, obviously, in our yard all the time. We had a sandhill crane that was lost. I mean, it was trying to get in everybody's houses because it would see itself in the windows. It lost its mate. So, yeah, and we live at the end of a dead-end road, so I often don't see, if I don't go anywhere, I don't see people for days.
Well, then good thing we had those write-ins.
Yes, yes. And it's a good writing environment. I mean,
your own personal retreat.
Yes.
And I believe you live on a lake, am
yes,
I right?
Yes, we actually are on a lake, and on the other side of our house is another lake. We're kind of on a little peninsula. So you can see a lake from pretty much every window on our main floor. I love it. Except for in January, February, March. Not as much.
No kidding. I can imagine. I bet it's still pretty beautiful.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have three brothers, and I'm the only one left in Minnesota. My dad, when he got out of the service when he was in Vietnam, we settled in Minnesota. I actually was born in California. And over the years, all of my brothers have left, you know, for one reason or another. And my parents moved to Texas 2 years ago. So somehow me, the California girl, is the only one left in Minnesota.
So how would one of your brothers describe you as a child?
Oh, dear. If you ask my older brother, I was a huge inconvenience.
So where are you in the line?
I'm second. One older brother, two younger brothers.
Got it. Okay.
And my older brother kept on asking my mom when they were going to take me back to the hospital because I was really a crimp in his style.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Now we're really good friends, but he wanted nothing to do with me until he went in the service after high school.
Wow. And then you have two younger brothers. How would they describe you?
They probably think I'm a little better because I babysat them a lot. They would probably find kinder words. I'm definitely the gabber.
The gabber. Well, you have a lot to say. You have three books out. How many more are you working on? I'm sure you've got many going on.
My fifth one, my goal was to get it to the publisher March 1st, but that's been pushed back a little bit because of all these last minute things with Closer to Home. So I hope to get it to the publisher in March, though.
Oh, that's amazing. So now we get to the part that I really love to talk about, your book. I did get a chance to read it. It was so good. I really enjoyed Jolie. What a great character.
Thank you.
Yeah. How would you summarize your book in one sentence so that everybody can catch up and know what we're talking about?
Well, I struggled with this. I had a hard time trying to come up with one sentence because the publisher wanted that for the cover of the book. And I'm throwing out everything under the sun. And finally, she took everything I was saying and came up with running from her past, she finds her future. So that one line is actually on the cover of the book.
Oh, I like that.
And it's a good description because Jolie is, she doesn't want to leave her comfort zone in Missouri because she struggled to find a home and finally found one. And then once she's forced to leave, she keeps on wanting to go back there until she realizes that's not her home anymore.
Wow. So what do you hope that readers take away from reading your novel?
I have to say this was probably my favorite book to write so far. And it sounds crazy to say that I fell in love with the characters. I mean, I created them, but it's like, you know, any writer knows they just show up and it's weird. Like, oh, I just love, you know, I loved Bits. I loved Mr. Nielsen. I loved Ruby, you know, and I think, well, I wouldn't even know where they came from other than Bits was loosely based on a kinship partner that I had years ago. She inspired, and I had Bits as a minor character in my second book, Crazy Little Town Called Love. She was in there initially, very similar story to how she is in Closer to Home. But when I was trying to cut the story, as with my talking, I talk this much and I only need this much, you know, for a book. And so at the time I had two critique partners through Women's Fiction Writers Association. And so they were trying to help me cut words and they both agreed that, well, Bits, even though they liked her in Crazy Little Town Called Love, she wasn't a necessary part of the story.
Huh.
So I saved her, and she was perfect for Closer to Home. Jolie needed Bits, Bits needed Jolie. So as far as what I want people to take away from the book is that you can find your people anywhere. You know, they don't have to be in your comfort zone. You know, maybe you need to leave your comfort zone to find the people you were meant to be with. And they don't have to be blood related. I think that's a lot of it. My two younger brothers are adopted. And so from, you know, the time I was young, my parents instilled, you know, your family is not, I mean, I know a lot of blood related people that want nothing to do with each other, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want people to think about the possibilities that are out there and that there's a lot of good people everywhere. And Jolie finds them.
Yeah. I know, it's such a hopeful book. There's a lot of heavy stuff, but it is such a hopeful book that really resonated with me. So another connection that we have, you and I, is that you were my writing mentor through the Women's Fiction Writers Association. I know everybody's figured out that that is our connection. So this next question should be pretty easy. What do you want to tell others who are dreaming about writing a book? Because you've got lots of experience.
Yes. And actually, I started out, I mean, I can go back quite a ways. My first writing, I took some writing classes at night through our junior college nearby. Well, when I say nearby, it's an hour away because I live out in the middle of nowhere. But I did that at first because I always loved to write. I loved writing in high school. And anyway, so I did that. And then I took an online course for writing children's books. That was my initial plan.
Really?
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Yep. And then I started writing for Minnesota Women's Magazine. And that gave me the confidence to try writing a book. And, you know, that first book, you're not on a deadline. So, I mean, it took me a long time. And I was actually working a full-time job and a part-time job then. So it took a long time to get it done. But I think that's the thing. Don't give up and don't expect that it's all going to come together in the first draft or second draft. And the game changer for me really was when I stumbled across Women's Fiction Writers Association because I found out about them when they were still a Yahoo loop. We were just an email group.
There was back at the beginning.
Yes, before we were even associated.
10 years ago.
Yes. I found out because I was following a blog of Amy Sue Nathan's Okay. And I didn't know her, but I emailed her and I'm like, you're featuring books that are like what I want to write. They're not romance. You know, like, what are these? And so then she told me about that Yahoo email loop. And she said, maybe you want to join it because they're going to form this association. So I did. And I mean, like, Mary Kubica was in there then. Her first book was going to be coming out. So it must have been about 2011 or 12. Wow. And so that was a game changer. I mean, that really was a game changer for me because I found my critique partners through there, and you know, they have all of the online classes you can take. Because mm-hmm. where I live, the nearest writing group, again, is an hour away, and they would meet during the day, and I was still working then.
Yeah.
So I say for anybody that wants to write, find your group. Like,
find community.
Like
yeah.
we did. I absolutely could not have gotten anything done without WFWA.
Yeah, the community is pretty amazing.
Yes, supportive and informative and cheering, you know, each other on, because it's so easy mm-hmm. to give up. So easy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. So we always like to ask people, where is the best place for folks to find you? I assume your website, and is that a good guess?
My website, yes, but I would say the best place is my author Facebook page, because everything, you know, any news that comes out is on there far more often than I ever have my website updated. So anytime that I'm posting, like, you know, when my print book will be available for pre-order, anything like that, that news is going to be on Facebook. That's probably the number one place.
And do you have a newsletter?
I do have a newsletter, yes.
So if people wanted to get it more directly, they could go to the website and sign up
yes.
for your newsletter.
Yes.
Okay. And then we always end with the question, what book or story inspires you the most?
There are several that inspire me, but if I go back to what made me think I, little old me, could write a book, I mean, because really, we all think that. Like, we somehow imagine that these authors were somehow born with a pencil in their mouth, you know, that, I mean, honestly. So I think what did it for me, well, the writing for the women's magazine and the response that I got for, I think I had 30 articles published, help give me the confidence. But there's this
right.
author from Minnesota. She actually grew up in a town not that far from where I live now. Her name is Laverl Spencer. She was huge in the 80s and 90s. And then she retired from writing and I was devastated. I'm like, how can you do that?
Oh.
But I would read about her in the newspaper and how she just started writing, sat down in front of her typewriter, and she was just a normal person, you know, like me. And,
right.
And I loved her books. And I thought, well, if she can do it, why can't I?
That's right. Absolutely.
So I would say her books inspired me.
Her books. Yeah. Awesome. It has been a very quick 15 minutes.
I can't believe we're done already.
We are at the end. I know. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
We just get a little taste, and it's really nice for folks to dig in a little bit to who you are and a little bit about your book. And it's just been so great to chat with you, and hope everybody goes out and gets the book. It's really good.
Thank you. Thank you so much, yeah. Christy. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. We hope you take a second to give us stars or a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And we'll be here again next Wednesday. Follow us on Instagram at Author Express Podcast to see who's coming up next. Don't forget, keep it express, but keep it interesting.